Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to go over the first live stream by Hasbro in 2023, and I want to go over all the Star Wars action figure announcements for the Vintage Collection, the Black Series, and they also talked about the Retro Collection, so let's talk about it. So to take it away right from the beginning, I have to say that this was definitely among one of the best live streams that they had in a long time, and they came out and announced a lot of cool stuff. And I want to start off with the Vintage Collection, and they did announce that they are going to make the N1 Naboo Starfighter from the Book of Boba Fett, or, you know, the Mandalorian TV show, basically. They didn't say exactly when this was going to be released. They did not announce a price. They didn't say whether it's going to come with a figure. But since this is a pipeline reveal, we can probably expect this to be out sometime in 2024. I know this has been on a lot of people's wish lists, and they announced it today. And I think this is totally awesome, especially in this day and age where we're not getting a whole lot of new vehicles anymore. So I thought this was fantastic, and I'm pretty excited about it. Now, the second vehicle which they announced was the speeder bike with a scout trooper from the Mandalorian TV show. They didn't really provide any specifics about this set because it was another pipeline reveal. I would think that it's going to be a repainted Return of the Jedi speeder bike, which would make sense, right? So that's also not going to be out until probably sometime next year. So again, it was a pipeline reveal. But again, you know, this is a set that people have been talking about for a while, and the question was always, why hasn't this been released yet? And with scout troopers on speeder bikes being featured in both seasons of the Mandalorian TV show so far, it just makes sense to put this out. And I think this is another cool set that you can add to the whole world-building thing with the Navarro Cantina and the Imperial Troop Transport, and having that whole setup from the end of the first season, for example. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I think this is really cool that they're releasing this. But again, no price announcement and no specific date. Now, as far as figures go, they showed a lot of stuff, which was previously pipeline revealed, but they gave us more information about those figures. And they showed to us what these figures actually looked like. And for the Vintage Collection, to get the more boring figures out of the way first, I'm going to talk about the repacks. The first one here on the list that I have is Galen Merrick, a.k.a. Starkiller from the Force Unleashed video game series. This was already pipeline revealed a while ago, but it's the first time we actually saw the figure in the packaging and what the figure looks like. And there are no surprises. It basically looks like the first release. Yeah, so I think this is the third time, actually, that this figure is coming out. It was first released in TV Scene and also in the 3¾-inch Black Series line. So this is yet again another opportunity for you to pick this one up. The press images didn't seem to have the photoreal print on this one, but I'm pretty sure that the final product will actually have the photoreal print on the face. And then the other one that I have here is the Weequay, which is also a re-release of the Vintage Collection figure. The only difference here that I spot is the packaging, in that it does feature the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi logo on it. And then, a third one which they talked about is Captain Hauser. This again was another figure which was revealed previously, where they announced that they are going to re-release Captain Ballast, but now with the corrected name on the packaging, because Captain Ballast isn't Captain Ballast. It was actually Captain Hauser from the Bad Batch. And so they're basically repacking the same figure again, same packaging, except for the name pill now features the correct name. There you go. But they did show the Phase 2 Clone Trooper, the all-white armored figure. And it's good looking. It does have the correct proportions, seems like, and it is an improvement to the clone troopers which we have received in the Vintage Collection previously. But it does have a bit of a boring effect to it, because, I mean, how many clone troopers have we seen since spring of 2001, I think it was. No, 2002. Right before the Saga Collection started, because we had the preview figures going from Power of the Jedi into the Saga Collection. And the packaging back then for these preview figures was still green from the Power of the Jedi, but they already featured the bigger bubbles from the Saga Collection. So it's kind of like a transitional packaging thing. And I think that's when they released the very first 3¾-inch clone trooper, and that was back in the spring of 2002, right before Attack of the Clones came out. And I know it's not a Phase 2, but a Phase 1 clone, but still, you know, seeing a newly retooled clone trooper after all those years just doesn't get me all that excited, to be honest. Interesting here is that they're putting it out on an Andor card back, which was a little bit of a surprise, because, you know, clone troopers I associate with the Clone Wars or Attack of the Clones, or for the Phase 2 troopers, of course, with Revenge of the Sith. So it was a bit of a surprise to see an Andor card back, although those troopers are featured in the show. And I think also for Andor, it's the first time that they actually had a real suits made of these Phase 2 clone troopers. Everything else was always digital. And I remember actually freeze framing through the Revenge of the Sith, and I was never able to spot, or at least 100% identify, an all-white clone trooper. Was never able to do that. There is one scene in the Battle of Coruscant at the very beginning where they had a close-up shot of clone troopers firing and sitting behind these big battery cannons. And if you freeze frame through it, it looks like as if there's an all-white armored clone trooper firing those shots. But it is very blurry. And that's really the only scene that I was able to identify in Revenge of the Sith that would actually feature an all-white clone trooper. Now, there are some variations of those guys, you know, with some gray highlights on the armor and all that. But as far as all-white goes, I'm not even sure if they're in the movie. But obviously, they're featured in the Clone Wars, so Clone Wars packaging would have also made sense here. But anyways, Andor, not necessarily a bad decision considering how few figures they have announced for TVC so far. So here you get another one for the Andor lineup, basically. And who knows, they're probably going to repackage this one into the future. And, we're likely not going to see another resculpt of this figure anytime soon, if ever. Now, talking about clone troopers, they did announce a four-pack of clone troopers for the Troop Builder program. This is a Shop Disney / Hasbro Pulse exclusive. It's going to be out in the summer of 2023. And this four-pack features four 212 Battalion clone troopers. Those are the ones which have the yellow markings on it. I always called them the Utapau troopers. Interesting here are two things. So we get three regular clone troopers here, but then we also get Lieutenant Waxer. So this clone trooper, of course, has a different helmet. So that's the first surprise, that they actually put Waxer in this set. But the other surprise, and that's a bit of a sticker shock here, and that is the price tag of $55.99 for those four clone trooper figures. You know, when Hasbro came out and they announced that they were going to do a troop builder program, that was back on September 8th in 2021. So about 1.5 years ago. And when that program launched, it was $41.99 for a four pack. So $42 versus $56 that we're paying 1.5 years later for a four pack, which is really sad because, I mean, the whole point of having these troop builder sets is to have affordable troops that you can get. So you don't have to purchase these figures individually carded, but prices have gone up so drastically that even the four packs are now $56 plus tax. So you're basically, here in Washington State, I'm looking at over $60 now for four of those figures. So besides these clone troopers, they've also given us a look at Admiral Piet, and I am in love with this guy. I think he looks phenomenal. Especially the Return of the Jedi card is just amazing. I love the image that they picked with Piet looking kind of to the right, and in the background you have the Death Star floating in space. I think this looks great. And then the figure has a removable hat, thank goodness. Also comes with a newly sculpted blaster, and the entire figure is new. So that's really cool, especially because that is an Imperial officer body, which they can now use for a lot of the other figures that need updating in the Imperial Army. So that's cool. They also showed Han Solo in Endor outfit. And again, the card back looks really cool. It has Han kind of in this classic pose, leaning to the side with the blaster drawn. I think this is really good looking. And they did say that the figure is sculpted all new from the waist up. So it has a new vest, new arms, new portrait. And this is a drastic improvement, from what I can tell at least, to what has come previously. This is a really, really nice update. So very happy with what this looks like. And then they also gave us a look at Darth Vader. They didn't really say specifically what was all new about it. Maybe it is an entirely new sculpt. I'm not sure. But they did talk about the helmet being all new. And usually I don't really get overly excited about details like that. But in this case, it does look very, very good. Because if you remember, a lot of the Darth Vader helmets in the 3¾-inch line, they, when you take them apart, they always leave a little gap when you put them back onto the figure. Even when you press down, like, it goes back up a little bit, and then it kind of leaves this little gap. And that doesn't appear to be the case on this figure at all. So the helmet looks really, really nice. And so I'm pretty excited about this. And again, you know, the card back, or the image that they used from the movie, looks really, really good on this card. So that's something that we have not seen before yet either. I'm not sure if I prefer this, though, over the alternate card back that we got during the Kenner days, where Vader is kind of looking into the camera pointing. That would have also been a really good card back to see. But, you know, when you see what this looks like with the helmet off, that still of Sebastian Shawn looks really, really nice. So, you know, hard to complain about something that looks this good, really. And then last but not least, for TVC, they announced a Luke Skywalker coming in his training outfit from the Book of Boba Fett. And they also announced a two-pack with Obi-Wan battling Darth Vader. And they did say that Vader is going to be battle damaged, and that's a two-pack. And so those are only pipeline reveals. I guess then we'll have to wait until all the way until the end of 2023 or early 2024 to see what these figures look like. But getting a Luke Skywalker on a Book of Boba Fett card is pretty cool. And then knowing how well the latest issues of Obi-Wan and Darth Vader have turned out, I think a two-pack with these two guys battling could be epic. So I'm looking forward to those. Very, very cool lineup overall. So let's go over it again real quick before I move on to the retro collection. So again, they announced two vehicles, a speeder bike from the Mandalorian with a biker scout on it. They announced the N1 Starfighter. They showed us Admiral Piet, Han Endor, and Darth Vader with removable helmets. We also saw reissues of Weequay, Starkiller, and then we also saw Captain Hauser, which is also a reissue of the clone trooper from the Bad Batch. They announced a four-pack of 212 troopers, including Lieutenant Waxer. And they also, of course, gave us a look at the all-white, newly sculpted clone trooper on an Andor card back. Plus, the two pipeline reveals with Luke in training outfit from the Book of Boba Fett. And a two-pack with Obi-Wan and battle-damaged Vader. So I think for TVC, I think that was a really good showing today. So let's talk about retro real quick. They didn't really show a whole lot, but they had a lot of pipeline announcements. And they did announce that the funky-colored prototype edition figures are going to continue. The next one in the lineup is the Mandalorian. Surprise, surprise. Mando in disguise. Six different versions, again, to track down. Again, it's a Target exclusive. The price for this is $14.99. And it's going to be out in the spring of 2023. So this shouldn't be too far off. Yeah, I mean, it does look like Mando. If you've picked up the regular version already, you know what the figure looks like, just, you know, with different colors on it. I've mentioned it on the show before. I'm not overly excited about those, but I do like the collecting aspect of it, that there's actually six of them that you can hunt down if you wanted to. But what I really don't like, though, is that it's pretty much impossible to collect them if you can't buy them at a store, and they limit the quantities to two online. So, you know, how are you supposed to buy these unless you go online on eBay and pay scalper prices, right? So pretty difficult to get a full set at regular retail price. But then looking ahead into the next wave of retro collection figures that they announced for Pipeline, and I think that is very exciting because they're all from the Book of Boba Fett. They did announce Cad Bane. I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like, together with Krysantin, which is also really cool. Yeah, I mean, that could look really cool. Are they going to just take Chewie and paint them black? I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what they'll come up with. But they also announced Boba Fett in his Nomad outfit, a Tusken Raider. Again, wondering if it's going to be a repainted Tusken Raider, or if they are just going to repackage the one that they are doing for A&H, right? So, gotta wait and see for that. They also announced Fennec Shand, Jedi Luke Skywalker, and Grogu together with the Mandalorian. Because those have been pipeline revealed, I'm wondering if we're not going to see those until 2024, the earliest. But at least they have been announced, and I'm pretty excited about those. So for all the figures which I've talked about so far, they have not announced any of the pre-order dates yet. I think maybe we're done with pre-orders altogether. I think there's a genuine burnout when it came to pre-orders, and it was just a pretty big fiasco, you know, having a lot of pre-orders and shipping times were all over the place. So yeah, kudos to them for not overburden us again with all different kinds of pre-order dates. But that was it for retro. So basically one Mando in six different color combinations at Target sometime this spring, and then eight figures for retro collection, all specifically based on the Book of Boba Fett. And that's pipeline reveals, probably not out until sometime early 2024 or maybe late 2023. So let's talk about the Black Series line next.
If you like Galactic Figure Talk, please subscribe. The podcast is available for free on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Podbean, and more. Besides going to galacticfigures.com, stay connected on social. Check out the Galactic Figure community on Facebook, where you can discuss, buy, sell, trade, and showcase your Star Wars figures. Links to all social channels are in the description. Check them out.
So the Black Series line. The first figure that they showed was the Star Wars Celebration London 2023 exclusive figure, which is going to cost $33.99, according to the press release. I think they included the American price for that and not the UK price. I reached out to Hasbro about it for clarification, but I haven't heard back yet. So for now, we know that this is going to cost $33.99, and probably that's in US dollars. It's unclear how this figure will be sold in the United States. And again, maybe they'll sell it through other channels in the rest of Europe as well. But we got to wait and see. The packaging looks really cool. It has the Revenge of the Jedi poster on the front of it. And it also has a mini poster included inside the packaging. And they also have a little cardboard display stand so you can put the poster right next to the Darth Vader figure. And, you know, I'm not a fan of all of those different repaints that they come out with, but at least this one makes sense. It does celebrate Return of the Jedi. It does celebrate the wrong title, or the, not the wrong title, but the first title that George Lucas gave the movie. And there seems to be more of a tie-in. There is a bit more thought given to what we're celebrating in 2023, and I really appreciate that, and I think this is a pretty cool looking release, even though it's just a repaint. So again, Star Wars Celebration in London is in April, so the figure should be out in April of this year. Then, a really cool figure that they showed is the Endor Rebel Commando. Again, another figure which they had pipeline revealed previously, so we knew it was coming. But this was our first look at the figure, and surprise, surprise, the price is just outrageously high for this one. It's $33.99, and you know, it does come with a second face. So if you've purchased the Black Series Hoth Rebel Trooper from just a few years ago, you kind of know what this looks like, right? So you can exchange the face, unplug the face, and put the different face on it. And you have two very different looking Endor Rebel Commandos. And the second face, which they included here, is the one of Nick Sands. So the older guy, some people call him Captain Rex, which it's not Captain Rex. I think we've clarified that by now. But that's basically the figure that you can create with this. So if you were to purchase two of these, you can basically have two very differently looking Endor Rebel Commandos on display on your shelf. But again, you know the price, $33.99, holy cow. I mean, compare that to the $19.99 that the Hoth Rebel Trooper was sold for just a few years ago. That's a $14 markup now for a figure like that, and that's pretty expensive. You know, it does come on the vintage style Kenner-inspired card back, with the original card art that they had on the Kenner card for the 3¾-inch line back in 83. And so it does look very nice, you know. But again, the price, pretty expensive for this figure, especially if you're trying to troop build this. Yeah, tough to do. Another figure that they showed was Clone Commander Jesse from the Clone Wars. This is number 12 now in the lineup. A lot of people are telling me that the helmet is wrong on this figure. I'm not all that familiar with the character itself, so I might have to check that out. But as far as this figure goes, it feels like it's a repainted ARC Trooper. Not much more that I can say about that. And, you know, basic two blasters that he comes with, two working holsters, working rangefinder, removable helmet. And it also looks like they painted the backpack nicely, which is, you know, not always the case. So that is a Walmart exclusive, and they did announce a pre-order date for this one, and that is March 16th. And apparently Walmart is going to hold another one of their weird collector con events online, and the figure is going to be part of that. So again, Jesse, Black Series, 6-inch, exclusive to Walmart, pre-orders on March 16th. And once we get closer, you know, I'll be posting a link, of course, on galacticfigures.com so you can all pre-order it if you don't know where to go. They also showed Ki Adi Mundi from The Revenge of the Sith. It's a great-looking figure. Again, another figure which they had pipeline revealed previously. But surprising here was they specifically said that this was not going to be out until 2024, which was, you know, it was a big surprise because they had announced this already months ago. And this is the first time now that we got a good look at it, or actually a first look at this figure at all. And yeah, it's not going to be out for another year. So kind of a bummer, quite honestly. But the figure itself looks good. It does come with a lightsaber that you can plug into the belt. Has the removable blue blade. And as far as I can tell from the press images, again, you know, they're releasing a Jedi figure with no soft goods cloak. I think that Jedi need their robes. But again, that is a detail or an accessory that is not included apparently here with the Black Series figure. And that was really all they showed, except for they had some exciting pipeline reveals. The biggest one, I think, which got most people excited was the Darth Malgus Deluxe figure. They did not show any pictures of the character yet, because that figure, again, is not going to be out until sometime next year. But just the fact that this is a character that's coming is pretty exciting. And then they also showed Luke Skywalker and Grogu as coming as part of a build-up pack. So I would imagine this to be somewhat similar to what they've done with Mandalorian and Grogu at Target, where you have Mando packed in together with Grogu. They're basically doing the same thing here with Luke and Grogu. And the picture which they released here is the one of Luke carrying Grogu on his back. So maybe they're including a backpack here. And yeah, I mean, that could be a pretty nice looking set. And that's it for TBS 6-inch. So let's go over it again real quick. Star Wars Celebration exclusive, Darth Vader in red colors together with a mini poster. Then they showed the Rebel Commando with two different faces at a whopping $33.99. They also showed Clone Commander Chessy being a Walmart exclusive. And then Ki Adi-Mundi, which is not going to be out until 2024, together with the pipeline reveals of Luke and Grogu and Deluxe Darth Malgus. And the last thing that they had and also talked about during the live stream were some role-playing items. They are going to release the Biker Scout helmet, which looked really good. And they also pipeline revealed a Loyalist helmet, an Ahsoka Loyalist helmet. So the 332nd Clone Trooper Battalion, I think it was, from Season 7 of the Clone Wars. So they are going to repaint a Phase 2 helmet into that color scheme and put that out. And there you have it. Those are all the announcements from this morning's live stream. So I have to say, you know, as far as announcements go, I think this was a really good showing. You know, if you're a collector of the 3¾-inch line, we are getting the Naboo Starfighter, a new speeder bike from Mando. All the figures that they showed looked good. You know, the new stuff is all great. A friend of mine told me after the live stream that he was somewhat disappointed because they yet again didn't show any droids, not enough aliens, and I kind of agree with that. But you know, seeing that they are going a little deeper now again with vehicles, that's good to see, because I mean, they just re-released the Slave One, they're putting out the AT-ST. Now they're doing two speeder bikes. They're also doing the N1 Naboo Starfighter now. So, you know, it is heading into the right direction. Of course, it's nowhere near what we used to get. But at least it's not entirely dead. That's how I'm looking at it. So, overall, I would say great announcements. It was a good showing. The Rebel Commando looks great. Ki Adi-Mundi looks phenomenal. I'm okay with that Revenge of the Jedi Darth Vader. At least this makes more sense to me than having something carbonized. And I also like the Retro Collection. I'm glad they're doing a full wave based on the Book of Boba Fett. I think that's cool. All right, and that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. As always, The link to the full write-up is on galacticfigures.com. That's where you can also find the images that Hasbro sent out. You find some pricing information as well. And I will be getting the database updated in the coming days because, you know, you can always look up the announced figures on the website. So if you go to the Retro Collection, for example, there's a tab on the top and you click on announced figures. And it'll then show you all the figures that Hasbro has officially announced. You can do the same thing for the Vintage Collection, and you can do the same thing for the Black Series line. So I'll get this updated over the coming days. And if you haven't seen any of these figures that I talked about, make sure to hit the link in the description and take a look at those. So thank you everyone for listening. As always, I ask you to please leave a 5-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Amazon Music or wherever you're listening to the podcast. It does help the show to get bumped up in the ratings. It gets more collectors involved in the community. And for me personally, it does motivate me to keep doing these shows for you guys. So thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner. So make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.